Hey Ken. Hey Mike here from Muffin Mazer.
Hey Mike, how are you?
Well, doing well, doing well. Are you still traveling?
I am. I'm back catching up on emails. I'm writing up something right now for my partner that we're trying to get a valuation on something, but
All right, sweet. I hope
what's
I'm
up?
not bothering you, am I?
No, what's up?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to, you had a, I think you had a brief chat with Mr. Don yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to, speak to him about it after that, but he did mention something like, he had a chat with you or something. So how did it go? I mean, was it all positive?
He said he'd never use you again.
He never
I'm
used us
kidding.
again, you said.
I said I'm kidding.
Okay, yeah, I mean, he never
He
built a second app, I can tell you that. So, yeah.
was very complimentary, especially of you, and he said that you guys were great to work with. You probably couldn't get a better recommendation if you paid him for it. He was good. Everything he said was good. I asked him a bunch of different questions and stuff, but I thought with his response, you guys are right there. I've got to pull the trigger on some of the stuff, and I just haven't gotten to it. So
Beautiful.
I'm.
Actually, I was kind of worried because, we had a bit of a hiccup with his project as well. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if he did mention this to you or not,
He
but
talked
we signed
about
up
that.
during
He
the
said,
COVID time. Sorry.
"Yeah, he said it was mostly because they added to the project. They decided to add some more features and some more things, and it was on them, not on you guys. But you guys were able to get the project done actually faster than they thought it was going to be done."
Well, yeah, I mean, not really, but I think he's being extra kind. But yeah, I mean, we had a delay, and that's what I wanted to mention here. So, but I think that probably was all that probably went wrong on the project. I don't remember having, a bad day with Don especially. But I'm glad that he gave a good word to you. And then I also sent you our Clutch profile as well. And it has a we don't maintain a Clutch profile for too long. We've not been on Clutch for too long, but we do have a few reviews on there as well. Did you get a chance to look at that?
No, I'm down about 80 emails right now. So,
Wow.
if you send it to me within the last day, well, I've got about 3,000 emails that I haven't even looked at in my other box. But my regular this box, I've got about 80 emails I'm trying to deal with this morning. So,
Oh,
I'm
wow.
just like I said, I'm just catching up. I'm behind a little bit, so I'll get to that project.
Right, now,
I want
yeah.
to get.
Sorry?
I think we're pretty close to just saying we're going to go with you guys. But I have to go back and review what the terms were in the contract and stuff. And I think that you had us paying everything before this project was done. And
Well, yeah.
that makes me uncomfortable. We would pay half, at least half up front in certain terms or certain amounts of it being done. But I wouldn't pay the final payment until we knew that the website was up and running.
We'll see. There may be a bit of a problem with that. I'll be honest with you. How we work out our milestones is that if a project, first of all, for projects that are less than $50,000, I'll be honest with you, we don't offer an installment plan, right? Because most of these projects are done in a single sprint, right? Within a sprint in a development plan is like, in layman terms, it's one go, that the developers work upon a certain task and get it done, right? In your case, what I did was I still divided the project into two parts, right, in terms of development.
Right.
And that's how I gave you an installment plan whereby you pay 50% upfront, you look at 50% of
Right.
the work done, and then you pay for the rest of the balance, and we get that work done for you. I don't remember a project, at least in the past 2 years, where we have charged anything after the work is done, and that's simply because I think we charge a reasonable price, and then, we cannot collect the payment after the work is done, because of course we need to, pay the developers and everything. I think I've given you a fair proposition. Did you do you recall what I've mentioned on the contract for you?
I don't. I have to go back and look at the contract. I
All right, then in that case,
we
do that. And sorry.
We usually, when something is up and running, is when we finish paying for it, not before. If it doesn't work and we've already paid for the whole thing, what's our recourse?
Well, you get to see the first 50% of the work before you make the second payment, right?
Right.
I hear you. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
If
I could try and do something about
that. The project
could
never work. It could never up and run, and it's like, well, you're having problems, and it's like, well, we've already paid for it. So I don't understand how that happens. Everybody that we work with on web stuff,
uh-huh.
we pay for it when it's finished.
Yeah, Ken, I understand you, but if there's one thing that you must have collected, if Don gave you the right idea, is that we're pretty much flexible, and we don't leave the work undone. We don't just, leave you hanging in the dry, until we know that the product is 100% working, right? So even if, we submit to you the final work and there are some bugs in there, or even if there's something that's subjective, for example, you want to change out something, we still stay available until the final product has been delivered, and not just delivered, you satisfactorily, you sign it off and you tell us you're 100% signing off the project. That's when we remove the team from the project, right? So you wouldn't face that problem with us, but I understand that, since this is your first project with us especially, you need some kind of an assurance to, be able to keep something for the end of the project in terms of the remuneration. I can try and speak to the team about that as well, but I cannot make a promise to you right now, because like I mentioned to you, we work on, upfront payments. We work prepaid on a prepaid basis, but I'll still try and do probably about 5-10% towards the end if that's something that my team would allow, if that's something that we can do.
Okay, well, it'll be an issue because I'm sure my partner wouldn't want to go. It's like, why would we pay for something before we know it works?
Well, to be honest, I mean, with custom development, especially with service-based, projects, it's always charged upfront because the company, doesn't spend the hours on their own payroll. They have to, collect the remuneration, from the client because it's custom work. It's work for hire at the end of the day, right?
We have a person that works on our websites all the time. We pay her after it's done. We don't, and it's work for hire, and it's all custom, exactly what you're talking about. But, and she charges whatever hours she works on the project each month. So, and we pay her at the end of the month, not before she works. We don't know what she's going to do.
Right. I mean, if
this is like, you're going to go get your car worked on. You're going to pay for it all in advance before you're going to get your car to out and make sure it runs. You pay for the car when you pick it up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not really, an apples to apples comparison, but I know where you're coming from, right? I mean, I'm not nodding you off. So let me try and work this with the team. Again, we don't. It's not going to be like we spend the hours and then you pay for those certain hours. It will be an upfront payment, like I think you suggested as well, right? So when we mobilize the team on the project, we need some kind of payment on board in order to start the work, right? Now there's going to be a second milestone, just like we have right now, but I'll try and keep something for towards the end as well. So whenever you sign off the project and the work is delivered, then you can make the final token payment to kind of balance off everything and complete the project, right?
Right.
Let me work this with the team. Meanwhile, you review the contract as well to look at the terms that I sent over to you. And, let's try and, iron out everything else that we have. And, I'll work on the milestone plan as well for the payments. And that's not going to be a problem. We'll work something out together on that.
All right. I'll review the contract when I have some time. It'll probably be tomorrow before I get to it with everything else I'm doing. But I'll get on it as soon as I can.
Fantastic. So just give me a call in case you have any questions, your partner has any questions, and we'll try and wrap this up tomorrow, right?
Well, we can discuss it tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to wrap it up, but definitely I need to see how we're going to resolve this, if this whole payment thing is. It's not that, and we have plenty of money to pay for it. That's not the issue. The issue is I want to make sure that it works before I pay for it. So.
Well, I can tell you I do not want to break it for you right now, Ken, because I still need to discuss it with the team. This is something a little beyond my authority, I'd be honest with you, because like I said, we don't do it regularly. But probably the best equation you can get from us is going to be somewhere like the first payment remains the same, that's 50%, and then I can break the last payment into two parts. You pay 35%. And then you pay the final 15%. That's kind of, just to be frank with you, that's the final 15% is our profit on the project, right? The agency's profit on the project, right? So you could withhold that until we have delivered the project to you, until the final, delivery has been done. So 50, 35, and then, 15% at maximum could be left out for the final, payment on the project, if that works for you.
All right, I'll look at it. I'll look at it, and I'll talk to Michelle.
So. All right, man. I'll try and give you a call tomorrow as well, just to see if you got a chance to look at the contract, right?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Ken. I'll let you go.
Bye.